tries, attempting for a week or two. Then it ends. Au revoir, wiedersehen. My head is on the fritz again. Fireworks are going off inside my
Andor Roll. I'm BJ, and what we're hearing right now is the song of the year, in my opinion. It's called Zap, from a new solo album by Ginger from the Wild Hearts called Heads a Poppin'. I think I only did year-end episodes in 2013 and 2015, because honestly, there just hasn't been enough new material, at least that I'm aware of, released in recent years to get me excited enough to devote an entire episode to it. But it seemed like this year it might be worthwhile. So we're going to close out the year with a look back. The Wild Hearts also had a new album this year called Renaissance Men, which is a really good record. Not one of their best albums, in my opinion, but really good. This is my favorite song from it, probably, by the Wild Hearts from Renaissance Men. This is called Let 'Em Go. My favorite album of the year, I have to say, is Easter Is Cancelled by The Darkness. Now, I love The Darkness, and they made an amazing comeback in 2012 when they released Hotcakes, and they've had a couple more records since then, which I like, but they were also disappointing, at least for me. So I can't say that my expectations were incredibly high for this new Darkness album. And yet, song for song, this might just be my favorite record by the band. I love this album. Don't just take my word for it. Check out a couple songs from Easter Is Cancelled by The Darkness. We're going to hear Live Till I Die and Heart Explodes.
On the 17th day of the third month of 75, I watched my daddy working every hour God sends just to keep all of my dreams alive. I was the eldest of three, the pressure never got to me. Guess I had a vision of how everybody should be, thinking not of what they'll miss. Oh, until we're standing at the edge of the abyss. Live till I with, but they're difficult to play. 'Cause to know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't know if I can sell the world a story about a woman and a man who meet at the beginning to give a label on, and it feels like they are winning till everything goes wrong. Take me to the me, this isn't my house anymore. I knew you wouldn't listen, so I've given you carte blanche to build a clown asylum on the Neverland Ranch. I can't believe it's over, I can't believe I'm free to sleep with anybody who wants to sleep with me. I never wrote that ballad, there isn't such a song. I tried to make you happy and then everything went wrong. Take me to the open road.
This next guy, Ben Cook, has been releasing music for a while as Young Governor and then Young Gov. I've played him on the show before. There's an amazing EP called A Love Too Strong from 2012 and a great album he released in 2015 called Ripe for Love. This year, as Young Gov, Ben Cook released two albums, Gov 1 and Gov 2. This guy is extremely gifted, a genius as far as I can tell when it comes to writing classic sounding power pop songs. Here for Yourself. This is Patterns Prevail from Gov 1, and then Try Not to Hang On So Hard from Gov 2.
Have a reservation?
Oh, I just dropped out of society. I kind of live moment to moment. I really don't do reservation things anymore.
Trust me, touch me, you will lie and say you love me. I wanted to be a new life in your life. Trust me, you don't wanna love me. I tried my best to treat lightly. I never wanted to ruin your fantasy. There's a secret running.
wanted to hang on so hard. It'll only get in your way. Keep it all close to your heart. Don't let it slip away.
One of my favorite bands of all time, the Backyard Babies from Sweden, came out with a new album this year. It was a very strong showing from the band. You can't go wrong with this album. It's definitely worth owning. Not as strong as their last record, in my opinion, but it's consistently good, very entertaining, and I love this band. Let's hear a song from Silver and Gold by the Backyard Babies. This is called Bad Seeds.
Never to harm you. You can call it bad seeds if you want. I love disposal, but I don't. Cause my actions never meant to hurt you. You can call it bad seeds if you want, but I don't spare a second of thoughts to break up this everlasting flow. And the bad seeds and the good. Made it
bad seeds and the good deeds, they are long gone. And the white knights and the snake bites, they are long gone. No, I won't be taking this further. And the bad seeds and the good deeds, they are long gone. And the white knights and the snake bites, they are long gone. No, I won't be taking this further. Cause I hate all the things you become. Hate all the things you become.
Wildlife out of New York did not release a new record this year, but they did put out a great single, a song called Neon Nightmare. The Steve Adamick Band from Ottawa, Ontario have been releasing consistently great pop-punk music since 2010. I think this is album number 6 for the band, called Paradise. Let's hear a song from it by Steve Adamick Band. This is called Something Vicious.
I gotta save this.
The Italian band Guida have been releasing these throwback to the 70s glam albums since 2010. I think this is their fourth full-length album, a fun record called EVA. This is a song from it by Guida called You've Got the Power. This next song is by a guy from LA named Dan Kincaid. I don't know much about him, but he put out a really cool record this year called Persona Non Grata. This is a song from it by Dan Kincaid. It's called Without You.
Without you, I feel so out of place. My past has been erased.
White Reaper are a cool indie rock band from Louisville, Kentucky. They've been together since 2014. This year they released their third album, but this time on a major label, Elektra Records. Yes, major labels and Elektra Records are still around. This is a great song from that album by White Reaper. The album is called You Deserve Love. The song is called Might Be Right. Violet Soda are a pop punk band from Brazil. They released a really good self-titled debut this year. This is a song from it called Don't Like This Song.
You know I don't like this song. I don't like this song.
Radar State is a new band out of Kansas City formed by a couple of guys from the Get Up Kids and another guy named Josh Berwinger. Their debut album Strays came out this year and it's really good. Check out a song from it by Radar State. This is called Anywhere. So Josh Berwinger, who was in that last band, also released a solo album this year called Watching a Garden Die. Let's hear a song from it. This is called Friday Night.
You don't know where you're going. Alone, and not sure where you're going.
it's another Friday night. Talk to me.
This next band, Suicide Bombers from Norway, are doing a fun throwback to 80s glam. Their new album, which is their fourth, is called Murder Couture. This is a song from it by Suicide Bombers called End of the Story.
Tonight, and that's alright.
Blade Sisko is a melodic rock band from Italy. They put out a strong debut album this year called Edge of the Blade. This is a song from it by Blade Sisko. It's called Foolin' Myself.
Yeah.
Another melodic rock band called Hideaway from Athens, Greece, put out a self-titled debut this year. It's a good album. This is a song from it by Hideaway called Unknown Hero. Personally, I do not like the modern, for lack of a better word, sounding production on the new album by Santa Cruz out of Finland. I guess the whole band left and the only original member now is the singer, and yet I kind of love this song from the album. even though the production is still a problem. This is from the new Santa Cruz album, Catharsis. This is called Salvation. Are a very cool band out of Miami. I don't love their new album Admission, but it's good stuff. This band kicks ass, and the title track of this record is amazing. So, 70s prog glam rockers Angel made a comeback this year. Singer Frank Dimino and guitarist Punky Meadows, along with three other guys. Their new album, Risen, received a pretty positive response, although I have to say, I'm not a big fan of the album. Michael Butler did a very entertaining track-by-track review of the album on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, where he really put a spotlight on the ridiculously bad lyrics. But I was really shocked when Michael played what he said was his favorite song on the album, called Tell Me Why, and I heard a very familiar bridge in the song. Check it out. This is the bridge from the Angel song from this year, and then the bridge from a song by the legendary power pop band 2020 from their brilliant 1979 album. So as you heard, Angel stole the bridge from the 2020 song. I actually narked on him. I sent a message to Steve Allen, who wrote the 2020 song. I sent him a message on Facebook, and he wrote back, and he said, quote, "It will be altered next year, I believe." So I'm guessing future pressings of the Angel album will give Steve Allen songwriting credit. Steve Allen and Mike Gallo, the guitar player from 2020, are credited as writing the original song. Just for fun, I'll play both songs for you now so you can hear how Angel basically just lifted the bridge from the 2020 song and then built a different song around it.
Do you do?
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen released a new album this year called Western Stars, and I have to say it's grown on me, so let's close out the 2019 retrospective with a song by Bruce called Sundown.
Thank you.
I'll be back.